Before we start our podcast today, who do we have to help us?
Hey, Miguel and Holly, how are you doing?
Hey,
Jacob.
How are you?
I'm good, Holly. First of all, I'm good, Holly. First of all, Holly, you want to guess what I had for dinner last night?
Yes.
I went to a birthday party last night, so.
Oh, boy. That changes my guess. Okay.
I say pizza.
I'm going to say buffalo wings.
Ooh, nice guess.
I think Subway.
Eat fresh.
Wrong. Scotty the Buddy, you want to guess?
I said pizza. I'm saying pizza. Maybe some pepperoni on that thing.
I had spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, wow. Yum.
Yes.
And how was it? My aunt made it for me last night. So.
Oh, I heard she's good.
That's awesome.
Now, did you have some garlic bread with it, or did you just have the spaghetti?
Well, I just had the spaghetti, and I had bread with butter on it, Miguel.
Yes, I love it. That sounds yummy.
Sounds like a great dinner.
Are you going to have that for the big game this weekend?
I might see my brother this weekend for the big game, though, but we don't know what we're doing for the big game yet, you know?
Oh, yeah. All right, Jacob, before we start the podcast, I need you to give us a good cheer for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Can you do it for me?
Sure. Holly, this is for you, Holly. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Go Buccaneers and Holly O'Connor on Hot 101.5. Woohoo!
Yes!
Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
Well, it's Miguel and Holly Uncensored and Kramer and Jess Uncensored all coming together.
Wow, look at that.
The uncensoreds combine, man. This is cool.
Look at that.
Yeah, we're like Captain Planet.
And it just took us. I just got an email from Tampa Bay Business Journal. this is. Let's just.
Such a mess.
Let me tell you. I don't know what this is going to sound like if you're listening through like iTunes or Spotify or whatever.
Lord.
Like, who knows? I don't know.
It's fine.
But let's give a little backstory from our end and then from your end. You've heard us talk about Kramer a lot. That's who Holly and I used to work with back in the day.
Oh, you talk about him a lot, do you?
No, they do. I listen to every episode and take notes.
Of course he does. You know he does.
I can't wait for their funeral. I'm going to go back and just bring all the notes back up.
Wow!
Oh, text. Wow. Isn't he the worst?
Good Lord.
Well, stop. Yeah.
Once again.
I can't wait till I have my own text number and share all of our shit. Text 888 at Jess for the real story. I swear to you. I swear to God on StreamYard. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitch, everything.
I look forward to that.
Yes, please. Reveal all the dirt. Well, we all have known each other, worked together forever. And then Scott joined our show here in Tampa about 3 years ago. Just graduated college about a year and a half ago. Joined the show. Everything's great. Now he's newly single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Now, Kramer, do you want to explain who we are from your listeners in?
Okay, so Holly and Miguel, we did a show together. They love me a lot. They have nothing but great things to say about us together.
All love. You couldn't tell.
It was a turbulent time in our lives, but a good time. It was a good time and a bad time.
Yes.
It was the best of times and the worst of times.
I would truly say. It honestly was, though. In radio, it really was the best of times and the worst of times.
Yeah.
The things that we would do, we could never do again, ever. So we had the most fun, but we were also a bunch of 24-year-old kids trying to figure life out and just giving free reign to do whatever we wanted to in the radio world. It's a bad combination.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We went to Tampa together. We were on Play 98.7, which is what now? I don't even know what that station is now.
It's The Shark.
It's
a classic rock station.
Shark.
Which, by the way, they were playing Bush, and I was like, is this what we're classic
That's rocking? Classic rock, girl. We're getting old, honey.
So, yeah, it's The Shark, and they have, like, sexual innuendos in their liners.
We got the titties of the week, yeah.
Ew. It's actually really gross, man. The morning show is
still the worst. Didn't you think that like radio would eventually evolve to not being the worst medium? But for some reason, it still is the worst medium.
We just like to be the bottom feeders.
Yes, we like to go to the bottom of the barrel and just be like, hey, pay attention to us. We tell fart jokes.
It really is. Here's a boom and fart jokes. They're funny.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what that is now.
That's the back. So then we split, and I go to Phoenix, to San Diego. Then Jess and I come over here to Maryland, and Holly and Miguel and I, we've just remained close, and they've got a really successful show in Tampa now on WPOI, Hot 101.5, and we've been there for, 5 years now? Which is
coming up on six. Coming up on 6 years in March. Lord. How insane.
That is so cool.
So it is.
I highly recommend that you go listen to their podcast, which is creatively named Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Ooh.
Which we may or may not have stole that exact same name and made our podcast name the same thing. It's fine. Everything in radio is stolen.
That's true.
I guess we should go to the episode before this episode that came out. Because I do listen. I will listen to every
Scott,
episode that you guys do.
Here we go.
I'm team you, baby. Before we get into this, I'm team you. I just want you to know.
Thank you. Oh, well,
before
thank
we,
you.
Before we get into this shit, I want you to know you have me here.
Okay, good.
And I'm going to go through this with you.
Yeah. She's a safe space.
I think that as a group, what we're looking at is I was listening to the last episode, and the episode they did was about Scott, and Scott works on their show, who is 24.
I'm 24, yeah.
24, just got out of a relationship and is back in the dating world. Now, I, as well, after a 10-year marriage, got back into the dating world. And what I'm seeing is very reminiscent of what happened. Now, as I'm sitting here listening to the last podcast with these guys, I was a little concerned on the advice that was being given from a straight woman and a gay man on your next steps.
So he thinks as a 37-year-old man who has been divorced, he has a right to give 24-year-old Scotty advice.
Tell him, Jess. Yes.
Oh, this is going to be good. Okay.
I'm excited.
Scott, maybe you should set up the backstory first. That's probably the best way to start this for those who didn't listen to the last episode.
Yeah. I guess to walk you through. So I was in a 4-year relationship. I pretty much dated all through college. I had a girlfriend all through college. So I kind of grew up in a relationship. So
can
recently.
I ask you a question about that really quick? Are you pissed you did that now? Because you wasted like your 4 best smashing years.
You know, that's a funny question. I think that's going to connect to what we're going to talk about now is because I don't like, I don't really live with many regrets. I think I had that time period. It happened for a reason. I learned a lot. And I think if I was to go into this career, into radio, a single man, like still, I don't know where the hell my head would have been. So it was kind of nice to just at least have that, like, you know, there.
Like,
I wasn't worried about.
Relationship? Were you in a relationship in high school?
Yes. Yeah. So not with this girl. So yeah, I had a toxic relationship in high school for like 2 years. So like my junior and senior.
Okay.
And then into college, I was only single for about like 6-7 months possibly. Got into this relationship. It led up to now. And then I am just now recently single. So I've never really actually been single, an adult ever. So that leads into now, which I guess to catch you up on the backstory, just, you know, as soon as it kind of got announced that I was single, you know, I applaud people for just, you know, people slid up in the DMs. People were very, you know, complimentary on me. And, you know, I am in a phase in my life where I call this my year of yes, which is Miguel and Holly's phrase for me this year. But it's also a book from, you know, Shonda Rhimes where it's like, I'm just down to do anything. I want to live life and I don't want to waste any moment. So I'm like, you know what? If you're cool, let's just go. Let's just see what happens. That's where I'm at. I don't, because what I've learned, I've gone through a lot of very tough times over the past year where it's like, you know what? Literally, your life could change in a second. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, you get the prognosis that you don't have 6 months to live. And that's a real last prognosis because it's happened. I've seen it happen in my family.
Yeah, Scott went through a lot personally in this past year as well. So it was like the most hellacious end of 2020 of all time.
And so I literally live by that now where it's like, you know what? You know, when I first became single, I gave myself, you know, a little whatever. To just be like, you know what, that's cool. Let me just deal with everything else going on in my life. But now it's like, well, if I want to go on a date, I'm just going to go on a date, see where it goes. If you're cool, we're going to hang. Let's just do it. And so that's where I'm at. So I've had a couple cool conversations, a couple cool dates, met a lot of cool ladies. So here I am.
Hold on. But I want to, there's a big part we're missing here.
Oh, okay.
What last week's podcast was about was like all that.
Yeah.
Got it. We told your story. But the problem is, we think that Scott may inadvertently be turning into a fuckboy.
Yeah.
This is the problem.
And so we were trying to guide him to, like, okay, if you want to, like, go date around with a lot of women at the same time, you got to put some parameters on it. And that's where Kramer comes in, because Miguel and I were trying to give Scott advice on how to not be a dick.
Gosh. How, basically, I don't want to say how to get away with it, but you're in a really, you're in a very fragile state right now, friend. And I don't know if you realize what exactly you're walking into, because the next 6 weeks, 6 months of your life can be extremely messy if you don't take some very precautionary measures that I kind of screwed up on or succeeded
not
on.
Kinda, not kind of, not kind of. I like to call it the goblet of fire. Oh. So.
Because as I'm sitting here listening to the last podcast, and the one thing that really that caught my attention was when Holly was talking about how you need to, how one of them's going to hear it and then be like, wait, and then it's going to start a whole thing.
Because there's several women, and I'm like, somebody's going to be listening, and you're going to be talking about going to, you know,
the brunch,
going to brunch with someone else. And then girls like, I didn't go to brunch. Did you get to go to brunch? Like, I didn't get to brunch. Like, so it's tricky.
Well, Scott, first questions first, because, and Holly and Jess, I think you guys are going to be the best ones to attest to this, because, Scott, what I found when you are, I don't call it being a fuck boy. What
Thank
I
you.
Call it is casually dating.
Yes, oh, that's my course. Phrase, quote unquote, casually dating. Okay. I think, yeah. Okay, go ahead, yeah.
It sounds so much better. And truly, if your intention, let me defend anyone that's ever dated multiple people at the same time.
I cannot stand this.
Scott, when you go in to, I don't even want to give you any kind of cues on this. When you meet a girl and you ask her out or you're talking, how do you preface your situation?
Mm-hmm. You know, so far it's been, the conversation has been, everyone, and this won't be like this for everything in the future, but everyone knows my situation. Everyone that has, like, even reached out or, like, tried, like, they know my situation of just being recently single. So it's kind of right. always like the conversation starts with, look, like, I'm not looking for anything serious, but I'm down to hang out. Like, I want to get to, like, you know, see where this goes. I'm down to, you know, see who you are. I'm down to give a date a try for sure.
You're ready to date. You're ready to date, right?
Yeah. I just, you know, very and like literally, you know, whatever the phrase is, maybe it's triggering, but I call it casually dating because it's like, you know what? Let's just see what happens. Not in a way of like, hey, I am seriously looking for a relationship, because I think it's pretty known right now with everyone that has reached out and we've communicated a little bit of like, I'm not looking for that. Right now, I'm looking for just meeting cool people. I just don't even know what I'm looking for anymore. I don't even know who I am anymore.
So you're just having fun.
I'm just having fun, and I'm honestly looking for new adventure. That's it. I'm looking for new adventure, and which is really tough because I didn't think I was going to be, and I said this in the last podcast, I didn't think I would really have a heart right now. I thought I was going to go into this kind of numb and not give a damn about anybody. Yeah. But quickly, I'm finding out that it's like I genuinely care about these people. I genuinely.
You're a human.
Well, you're a good person.
Well, yes. And that's why it's hard, because they kind of know where I'm coming at it with. And I've been very honest. I've had to have a lot of tough conversations because I was like, I do like you. If it was a year down the road, like, that'd be awesome. But you know that I'm just not in a place of like to do that. And I've said, like, hey, if you don't want to talk, if that is not okay with you, like, please, let me know. I don't want to take you through. I don't want to hurt you. Just know that I don't know anything of what I want even tomorrow. So that's what we're dealing with.
And so, ladies on the podcast, when a guy says those words to you, how is that received, Holly? And Miguel, you can answer that question too.
if it's too much that, like, I'm not trying to do anything right now, you just walk away, right? That's what we're dealing with. I'd be like, I'm fine. Samesies.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm cool. Totally. I am not looking for something either. Did you think I was? I am not. I'm the cool girl. Like,
yes.
I'm fine. We're in the same boat.
Yes.
You still want to, like, do it, though? Because...
I mean, because think about it. Who wants to say, yes, I'm looking for my soulmate. I want you to impregnate me. I want to live with you and be together forever. So everybody wants to try to play it cool.
What if you just enjoy the, like, this is what I, like, this is my theory on life, though. Like, if you enjoy someone's company, why not just enjoy, like, if it's like reading a book, like, this is the chapter. Enjoy the chapter. We don't know what the next chapter is going to be, but right now we know this chapter is damn good. Let's enjoy it.
If
Let's
I like the chapter, word. I want the damn book.
Well, sometimes every chapter is not going to lead to you buying the book, but you might find the couple downloads online. You might be like, you know what? I'm enjoying this read. I don't know if I'm going to finish the book.
I don't want your download code. I want your physical book.
I want your discount code.
I don't want to look at things going into it as like, all right, every person I talk to, this is going to be serious. Like, no, I don't know, but back to the point, that's what I'm going to tell you. I know. And this is why it's tough, because I try to let people know. It's like, I've never done this before.
I get it.
And I honestly just effed up with someone, like pretty hardcore, and they called me out on my BS, and I was like, you know, like, you're right. Well, I just kind of called out with just never making plans with someone.
Okay, wait.
What happened? I want to know what happened.
But I want to see what I want. I also want to know what Kramer was going to say based on what we just said, but I also now we need to know what you. This is news to me,
Efta. Let me finish this thought process first, and we'll go back to that, okay? So, Scott, when you are entering this situation, you are met, and I'll tell you, with all seven women that I dated at the same time, it was that exact same conversation of, it's fine. Like, that's so cool, because I understand where you're at. Like, it's totally fine. Scott, you get three dates. You get three dates.
Oh, geez.
Until that game completely switches. Holly, would you agree with that? It's usually on the third, and that's just what I would recognize.
Yeah, I was even going to say, if there is a third date planned, now I'm in.
Yeah. Your mindset, and Scott, you and I are still at the phase, like, we're having fun, who cares, right? Women will never give you more than three dates.
I have a question on Scott, on how you, I have a question.
Yeah, Jess, please.
When you are telling these said lady friends that you're not in a good place, I would like to know, how detailed are you being? Like, are you literally straight up just being like, I'm not in a good mental space, I'm not in a good emotional space, I'm not in a place to be anyone's partner, serious partner, serious boyfriend, serious male figure, however you want to say it. Are you that straight up, or are you just like, I don't really know what's going on right now, I'm just kind of figuring things out, and I'd like to share your time? Like, how detailed are you with the kind of first message on sharing where you are exactly?
So I'm getting really good at being, like, the hard thing is being honest with this. It's very uncomfortable when I actually talk to people, because it's like, I think my first intuition is to be like, I want you to like me. But
of course.
I have been very good at being detailed, and just like literally that sentence is like, I am not looking for anything serious. Right now I'm not even in a place to look for something serious. I can't have that right now because then the next part would be, you know, I don't know what I'm looking for. So I'm just kind of rediscovering that. And I'm also rediscovering myself. And then it kind of transitions, like, then it's just, I want them to know that and understand that it's like, it's okay. And this is where Holly just said, like, well, of course I'm okay. Of course it's fine. That's why I literally say, I'm like, if you want, like, if you can't do this, please. And that's why I think I am coming to that point right now, because there are a couple really cool people that it's like, I really don't want to freaking hurt them. Like, that part, like, rips my freaking heart out, because I like them as people. I like hanging out with them. I think they're amazing. But it's like, I just know right now in my heart, I cannot seriously date you. Like, it would just go up in flames. It would be horrible if we just were like, oh, let me just jump back into another relationship to continue my life of dating and never fully discovering who Scott is.
So then what do you think the solution is to that? Because I kind of went through the same thing where I was ready to date, but I'm not ready to be in a relationship. And honestly, I would probably on the first date be very honest that I was dating multiple people.
Mm.
Just like flat out. Because I don't ever want you to think to like go back and like be like, wait, you were dating somebody else? Like, yes, I'm dating. I just want to let you know I'm dating other people, and you should know that straight up. Holly, does that make it better if a guy straight up tells you I'm dating multiple people? Because I'm just trying to figure out, because I've had this same struggle for like a year. I'm trying to figure out why women act so surprised when you've like told them all these things. And then
because
when
I think we're always
like, you're surprised,
thinking it's a game and like you're playing it, so I'm just gonna play it with you. Maybe, I don't know, but I'm trying to think how it would be if someone was like, I'm dating multiple people, just so you know. I think,
do guys tell you that, by the way, for everybody? I mean, Miguel too. Like, when you were single, do people? I don't know if I was being too honest, but like, date one, if not one, then two, I'd be like, I got to be honest with you, I'm dating multiple people, and you need to know that.
I was never told that.
I was told that a couple of times. And I remember one time specifically, a guy talking to me and being like, just so you know, I'm a hoe. Oh. And I'm trying to get better about it, but I'm a hoe.
Get better.
He was like, I'm working
I'm
on it.
I'm a good
it.
Hoe.
And I was like,
hoe.
Okay, all right. Well, let me see if I can work past it. And then I think it was after like the third or fourth date, when he could tell that I was starting to be like, hey, uh-huh. can I post this picture on Instagram of the two of yeah. us? And he was like, I am a hoe. I'm working on it. And that's when I was like, you know what? God. Let's stop. Maybe mm-hmm. this isn't good for me. And if I chose after that to go past it, then that was on me. Because he had given me ample opportunity to hop off that runway, and I chose to hop off. But if I'd stayed on, I would have been with a hoe. Yeah.
But see, that's genuinely where I get confused and why I thought it was so important to kind of stop Scott in his tracks, because I don't understand why, if you're so honest with women about where you are and what you're doing, they still get so upset at the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Holly. Jess, do you have something?
Jessica.
Okay. I would just like to speak on, as far as when you say I was so honest with women on how I, on like what I was doing.
Mostly honest.
Exactly. That's the key I want to make sure we don't just gloss over.
Majority honest.
Low-key honest.
51%.
Low-key honest. That's BS. And so that's why you got yourself in a lot of situations to where we ended up in the Goblet of Fire with a lot of things. So that's why it's like, but when Scott, when you said to me, like, I don't know what I'm looking for, I almost even think that is a shitty thing to say, because you're going to make the girl be like, well, maybe I could be the one who's looking
for. This is what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say. Because it's like, when you say all this honest, if so honest, when we're like 51% honest, whatever, the majority. majority when we're saying this honest, I'm not trying to be like blanket all women, of course. However, there's a little bit of competitiveness, and there's a little bit of, but wait till he meets me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and like, you always think you're the one? Is that what it is?
Like, of
you
course. Even
though, yes. We're supposed to.
Would you not want to be with me? This is my biggest problem. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, then why would I even entertain you if I didn't think that this was going to go somewhere?
Because it's fun in the moment. You're gaining something. Just because it doesn't work out, you're gaining something from that time.
Of course. You know that after the fact, but I don't go into every situation being like, wow, I can't wait to get rejected so I can learn a great lesson from this. No.
But you have the warning sign up front. You have it up front that we are not looking for a relationship right now.
But I think you need to say right off the bat, Scott, like, I don't want to be anybody's boyfriend. I just want to have a fun time. I think that will allow, I mean, whatever happens, feelings are going to happen no matter what. Yeah. If someone falls in love with you, that's out of your control. But I do think what you have control over is you being like, I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to be anyone's boyfriend, and I just want to have a fun time.
Yeah.
And if you're down, let's get it. If you're not, I totally understand. But
I would have appreciated that. Yeah. Like, the times when I was like really hurt by dudes, it was when they, even if they were upfront about being like, oh yeah, we're just having a fun time or whatever, I'd be like, but that's a challenge. I'd be like, but but have you met me? Like, you've been having fun with these women.
That's interesting.
But have you met me? Like, I'm great. Because, and even like the most insecure person wants to be the one to make the person like switch their ways or whatever. You see it in Hollywood. You see it in movies with celebrities. It's just, it's like a weird primal thing. But Jess is right. If someone were to tell me, like, remember Ole Miss personality TV guy, if he had the first, in our first date, if he had come up to me and been like, hey, I'm not about to be someone's boyfriend. Not you, not anybody else that I might be dating. I'm just not looking to be a boyfriend. And that's not going to change. I would have been way better prepared for the shit show that came after that. Like, language would have put me in a better mindset.
Well, and
it's wording.
And I also think, too, it's about how you treat the intimacy of the situation. Like, if this is just literally not going to be anything other than us hanging out and fucking, then, like, don't text me good morning. Don't, when we're, like, out, like, you know, slide up and put your hand in the small of my back. Ooh. And, you know, all these little intimate things.
You good?
Right.
That's the best.
It is.
That's
I know.
The worst.
But it's the worst. Like, I'm specifically thinking of a situation of a guy like a long time ago who we were like just doing that. We were just hooking up, and he would tell me, I don't want a relationship. And I was like, I got it. I feel it. I understand it. And I remember specifically the moment that like crazy brain trick clicked on. We were at a friend's barbecue, and we were sitting on a bench, and he put his like legs around me, and then he started like giving me like pieces of cheese and stuff, like in a very we're in a relationship funny type of way, coupley way.
Confusing.
And now I was like, but wait a minute, I was prepared to totally just hook up and be it and be your plus one for a couple of parties. But when you start doing that stuff that makes me feel like you need me, you want me, then the game has changed.
That's most of the feedback that I got, was because that's basically how these whole things would play out, Scott, is it would be like,
he was still acting like somebody's husband.
I was acting like a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I was doing boyfriend things.
Yeah. Yes.
And even though I would say things like, I'm not in a relationship, but I'd be sending you good morning texts. I'd bring you flowers. We'd do all these special dates. And like,
wait, you brought someone flowers when you were just...
It was elaborate gifts for the holidays and then was wondering
why. It does feel good to do stuff like that. Like, I get that.
Don't you dare do that if you're not going to follow through.
I guess the hardest thing is, like, with this, I guess the phrasing that's getting along, it's like, I don't know, like, I'm not just looking to fuck, though, like, that's...
Yes, you are!
No, you are!
I like doing stuff! I want an adventure! Okay,
you know what, then? You can't. You cannot have it all.
We live in a stupid society.
You can... Let me speak as grown-up Scott here for a second, okay? Because I'm Scott 15 years older, right?
You don't want this shit, okay?
You can have it all, just not at the same time. Shonda Rhimes said that shit. Look it up.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with Scott. What happened, and I'm guessing what's happening with you two, is that, and because you were in a long, it was a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, for a good bit.
And maybe you've shared this. I don't remember how the last couple of months of your relationship went, but I remember with me, I went so many years without getting that intimacy.
Deprived.
Yeah, it was completely deprived of any kind of intimacy. And I can imagine a long distance one, no matter if it was a great relationship or not, you're going to feel deprived of some intimacy.
Yeah.
So what you're seeking, I almost feel like, is almost like a slingshot of like, you didn't have it for so long.
Yes.
And you just, it's very... I think we as radio people especially are all cut from the same cloth of like, we love admiration. In one way or another, we love to be admired. And the fact that you couldn't have that before, I mean, with all the, with most of the situations that I was in, I wasn't looking for sex primarily. I was more looking for attention and admiration than I was looking for sex. Now, sex is great, don't get me wrong.
The companionship, because that's what was missing for so long.
Yeah. That's what you were craving.
I do believe Scott when he says that he's not just looking for sex. Because I think when you're looking for sex, you don't want to spend the amount of effort and time that he's putting into these whatever that he has, if it's 2, 3, 4. We didn't get a solid number last time of how many that is.
This is the problem, then.
It's not as many as y'all think. Like, it's really not.
Say it. I just want to know.
Just hold a finger up. Nobody can see.
Just show us.
No, okay. So, I mean,
text
I can.
The chat.
Put it in the private chat.
No, I've only been able to, there's only so many people I can talk to. A lot of people have, like, started conversations with me. I've only really hung out with two that I've, like, really enjoyed hanging out with.
Okay. And do you have feelings for both of them? Be honest.
Low key. Just low key. It's okay.
I get like low key. Like, but it's also, this is challenging because, again, my heart is like, oh, I like that quality. I know I'm not ready for a relationship. Ooh, I like that quality. But hell no, if I did that, it's just going to ruin everything.
Wait, are you not ready? Do you think, are you just saying that because you don't want to be that dude? Or are you for sure not ready?
He's not ready.
Oh, I'm, I'm
not ready.
And you don't have however much information we're allowed to know. How was your previous relationship? Like, were you happy or were you kind of in the same boat as Kramer, like deprived in some kind of emotional way?
I mean, sadly, I thought it was great. I really was. I loved the relationship.
That's what was really
that's what was like, honestly, when it ended, I was like, holy shit. Wait,
well, also got her on StreamYard. Let's get her on.
So now that I'd like to bring out.
It was a shock to my reality.
That'd be some That Guy Kramer shit right there.
Oh,
that's
yes.
What we'd have done in Panama City. I would. That shit ready to go. Hopped in, bing, square number 6 over here.
Good God.
You have no clue.
I just felt the tension in my stomach.
I'm so scared.
I got stressed out.
Oh, my legs are sweating.
I would never even doubt. There's not a doubt in my mind you would do something like that.
But honestly, I think that's what's happening. I think that desire for admiration, because we naturally have that. We are missing that admiration in our life, thinking that no one loves us. And then when you go through a rejection the way that you are, I think it feels good. I don't think you're looking for this sexually. And honestly, I don't necessarily think you should feel bad for the way that you're doing it. I just think you've got to be careful of the way that you're doing it, because it's going to blow up in your face.
I never used to give out compliments to you freely, but you are brilliant in this aspect, because this
being
is
a fuck boy.
Yes, but you have
the nicest thing Holly's ever said to me.
Ay, ay, ay.
No, it's not even that. It's you hit the nail on the head with not looking for sex, looking for intimacy.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes,
you are looking for intimacy, and it didn't occur to Miguel or I. I mean, actually, I don't want to speak for you. It didn't occur to me that that's what was happening. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, you are looking for intimacy. So that's why we're even having this conversation in the first place. It's not about being an F-boy. It's about you, and I don't mean this the way it's about to sound, but you're using these women to fill an emotional void.
Right.
And yeah, I'm not, again, I'm not saying like you're a bad person or like using gets like a bad rap. But yeah, like, yeah. But
everyone goes through it too. Everyone's done that before.
Yes, because you need people. Like we all do. And like, look what happened in your life. It was like a huge detriment. So like you are using these people to fill that part that is the deep down part that needs to be, you know,
filled.
And so now we're stuck with the problem that you are a good person and you do care about people. But what happens when you play house with these people, with these women, they expect the whole shebang and you only want to play house.
I guess like I don't know what you're about to ask, but I think the question is, so what do I do? Like, I still want to casually meet people. Yeah. I still, you know, when I'm single, I still want to be able to just go on dates. And on it, like, I think that's so subconscious. Like, that'll be in my therapy appointments whenever those start to happen.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger thing is, it's like, this year, this me going forward is like, I just want to do a bunch of crap. Like, tomorrow I want to sign up for skydiving. Just go. Right. I want to go down to a river, go down in a tube. I don't know. But I want somebody to do it. Yeah, and it's nice to have somebody to do with.
But listen,
you know, enjoy life.
Listen, this is what I think it comes down to, is about how you choose these activities. So, like, I'm not going to give specifics, but Scott and I live together.
Give the specifics, bitch. Just don't name the girl.
Yeah, stop it. When I was listening to it, and I want to know, because I know you see everything.
Oh, I see it all, baby. I see it all.
He is all eyes on. He is like the old lady neighbor with her shawl.
You're like, listen, have fun. See you when you get back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and I know.
Up and down.
I know everything.
Because his door, his freaking Ring doorbell is like, Scott Devlin just came home. Like,
bing bong.
So.
SafeTouch.com. Tell him Miguel sent you. So here's what it comes down to. You have these women that you're talking to, you're hanging out with, you're casually dating, and you say, hey, let's go skydiving. Let's go kayaking. That's cool. That's a very neutral, like, I would ask Holly to go do that. But when you say, hey, let's go sit on the balcony and watch the sunset and drink wine, that's not something you're going to ask me to do. You're not going to ask Holly to do that. That is romantic. You save that till you're in a relationship and you leave all the, like, the buddy-buddy stuff to do. Because what do you think is going to happen? I'm sorry. That is fucking stupid if for 1 second you think that anybody in this world, straight, gay, whatever, is going to sit on a balcony with you, drink wine, look at the sunset as you're laughing and being together, and then leave and go, oh, I have no feelings. I'm fine. We're just doing it.
But you're missing one point, Miguel, which, by the way, I love when Miguel gets angry. I got scared a little bit. Like, Dad was mad. yes to all that. And I think that, you know, I would totally agree with that. But that's not filling Scott's itch.
So let's just use these people to fill my itch?
Yes, that's what he wants to do.
I don't like that phrase.
Well, then
anymore.
You
have to go through this, because if not, it's always going to be in him. I promise you, because that's just the kind of people we as radio people are. He has to go through this phase. So if he has to go through this phase, how is he supposed to do it properly? That's the question that I'm left with.
Because then otherwise he might as well invite me to go kayaking. But he doesn't
want.
Thanks. Hey, we're actually Scott and I are going to see a comedian together.
Great example.
Don't fall in love.
But you're not gonna.
So annoying.
You're not gonna
My God, what happens if you guys fell in love?
We cannot do this again. Let's not.
Hello.
Hey. No. No, I mean,
should we bring it up again?
I mean, in my life, we're not doing this again.
Bring it up.
No.
All right.
That's fine. People could get hurt. It's terrible. That's fine. The other people are married.
That's fine.
Anyway.
A lot of skeletons in the closet. We'll just leave there.
We know a lot. thought about a lot, all of us.
Anyway. We got a lot of years together.
So that's why I know that it'll be fine if Scott and I go to a comedian together. Okay. So it's fine, but we're going to do this. And that's great, but like that's what he would be doing if he didn't crave the intimacy of these slightly romantic things. That's what he's looking for. And what is he like? So what do you do? You just don't do anything until you're ready to be in a place of like having a serious commitment. My friend Erin and I were talking about this because she listens to the podcast religiously too. She's like, I feel for Scott. She's like, but the problem is, she calls Scott's girls the hoes. And they're not, by the way, but no, she's like, these hoes. She's like, they have to know they're going to get hurt. That's what dating is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. Like, you know that I always say that dating and falling in love is literally like giving someone a gun and like pointing it towards your heart and they have their hand around it and you're hoping that you live life without nothing happening and it's fine, but there's always that chance they could pull the trigger and they're going to break your heart. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like you've got to realize that when you do these intimate things, that you're using these people and that if you're going to go that route, you're going to be the bad guy. And I know, Scott, you never want to be the bad guy. You're a nice guy. You are a nice guy. But just know that when you do those romantic things, think about it. The things that you would do with me or Holly as friends, you wouldn't do those intimate things. And if you go that route to fill that hole, you're going to break their heart down the line. But what can you do in replace of that? Do what you're doing now to fulfill yourself, because you're not going to always have someone there to like fill that hole. So why don't you use these other things that you're doing
in your life? I'm going to stop saying fill holes. Such a serious
giant holes, large gaping holes.
Someone's filling holes. But aren't we all the bad guy at some point in our life?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
I also feel like I have a couple things to say. okay. Scott,
ready,
if you would, I think that Miguel has a very good point. Obviously, someone's going to fall in love with you if you have to wine and watch The Bachelor together and you're watching sunsets together. That's what's going to happen. I do think you should change the way you're speaking to people. I do think you verbally have to say, I don't want to be anybody's boyfriend straight up.
Doesn't matter.
I think that you should just say that in the very beginning, first of all, because just so they know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, I think you have every right to go through this. You've been through a lot. And if this is your healing process, that's fine. But I think what you have to do is you have to accept what you're doing and don't be like, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to do this. I'm this kind of guy. I think if you're going to do this shit, you have to.
Oh, no, it froze.
Uh-oh.
I'm the best
to do this shit. And you have a right to do so, but don't. You know what I mean?
Did we lose y'all?
Yeah, we froze you.
We froze
right
for right when you were like, don't. Oh, and I was like, oh,
right.
No.
she can never repeat that. It was so good, too.
No, it's fine. I just feel like this was my issue with Kramer when he was doing this, is I feel like you have to acknowledge that you're going to be that guy. You can't pretend like you're not going to be to these women as well. So if they kind of ask you what's going on, you can't be like, I don't really know what's going on, but I still like spending time with you. Mm. That's when you have to be like, I still feel the same. Like I'm still on the same page where we started. I don't want to be anyone's boyfriend, but I do like having fun. And I think those are the key things that you have to keep in mind, because you have every right to do this. I also think you should do this shit now and not later down the road.
Like
you know
when Kramer
saying?
Did it?
At age 37?
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
It's not as cute.
But
not
I
cute.
Feel like everyone does have to go through it. That's why I wanted to hop on, because I'm like, don't. I feel like everything's. And this is how I felt. I felt so isolated because we are in such a profession where you share your life. And when you're going through a messy phase, it's not the cutest thing. And all these women are like, you need to commit. You need to commit one woman at a time. And I wasn't ready to be in a relationship. You know, I don't think I'm still ready to be in a relationship, to be honest with you. I'm not.
Look at Jess's face. She said, no.
The seven woman thing. But I honestly had to go through that. And so I guess the reason that I wanted to bring us here together today for this intervention is just how to do it the least painfully way to women possible,
right?
Even though we're being honest. And I guess Jess is right. Like, I guess you just have – because I would always be like, well, I'm not –
because you don't want to be, and you don't – we all talk shit about, like, the bad guy, right? Yeah. Who wants to be the bad guy? But at some point or another, we all are in our lives. I know. Yes. I have been in multiple cases. And you know what? Now that I think about it, I went through those circumstances and tragic decisions, but things that felt really good at the time. And I don't regret it, because that was where my mental state was. And that's what I needed to survive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And okay, that's what I needed it. And was I the bad guy? Yes. And will some people frame me in their head as the bad guy for the rest of their story? Mm-hmm. But I had to do it.
Right. And I think for us, like, listen, I'm never going to judge you, have all the drinks and wine on the balcony and watch the sunset and do whatever. But I just always feel like a little bit of self-awareness is always good. And then you go from there. And I'm not going to judge you, but just know that will be the outcome of the action of whatever it is that you end up doing.
Are you sure you're not judging? Because you sound a tiny little bit judgy right now.
I'm not.
I'm being super judgmental right now.
No. The only time that I judge is when you ignore, like, what you're doing. Like,
I don't even think it's that I'm ignoring it. It's that I literally just don't even know. Like, you know what? Like, when I first came into this, I literally thought this was what casual dating was. I thought you went out with people, you did
it's
cool
a learning
shit,
process.
And
yeah.
You just, like, that's kind of how it worked. I thought that's how singles did shit. Like, oh, cool, we'll hang out. Yeah, sure. We'll hang out when we hang out. Yeah, let's do this. Oh,
but
cool.
To be fair to old Judgy McJudgerson down here, Miguel Fuller, Miguel, was there ever a time in your life, skeletons in the closet, that you were a little bit of a whore, might we say?
Oh, absolutely. But we were all on the same page. But we
Jess's face was like, I dare you. Yeah.
No, I was, and especially after my last breakup.
You've never been a whore before. I mean, you've been in a relationship for so long.
Yeah, but
and that was
yeah,
I
do
felt
it.
Like I never got my hoe phase either. Unfortunately, mine came out at 36, which is not cute at all.
That's
but
fine.
It's got to come better 36 come than 57.
Oh, true. Okay. Then it's just okay. Like, oh, girl.
Now
somebody
you're like,
help him.
That is a sad old man going right. through some shit.
Somebody help him.
But it's still valid in your 30s. I don't care what anybody says.
Right, but listen, we all need to go through it. It's fine, but. Having people that can just be like, hey, just a heads up, you're going down this road.
Yeah.
You got
yes.
the knowledge. If you want it, cool. If you don't, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. We'll be here regardless to help you through whatever situation that you end up going through. But just as people that have been there, just showing this is what somebody may be feeling on the other side.
So to take a couple action steps moving forward to create a plan.
Yeah, feel.
All
yeah,
in all.
You know, I feel.
It's hard.
It is.
Yeah, that's a little awakening a little bit. But it's also like I want to make sure that I go forward and do the right thing. So what is it? Do I like because I have like some people like fully understand. Like I get reiterated messages like I got it. I'm like, cool. All right. Dope. Other people, you know, I might need to, like, reiterate the message. Is it just the fact of, like, being so much more straightforward, like you're saying, Jess, and just, okay, if you still want to hang out, yes. Here is the case. Or do I have to, like, just cut it? Because I don't want to cut it. I like it. It's fun.
No, I think once you make the statement of I'm not going to be anybody's boyfriend, I just want to have fun, they are grown people, too, and they are choosing to be part of this journey with you. But I do remember Valentine's Day was mentioned. Your ass better not be doing nothing on Valentine's Day.
No, that's the next thing. Scott, let me tell you, because I did it for about a year.
Holidays and
holidays
shit.
Are tough. Your birthday, holidays, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, you cannot hang out with any of them. And I'm not even talking about just the day. You can't even recognize the holiday with them. And it doesn't matter which one it is. So you just, like, I don't know what you're doing next weekend, but you got plans. The whole weekend you got plans. You cannot see any of them. You can't get them a Valentine's Day gift. You can't get them a Christmas gift. You can't get them a birthday gift. You can't, like, that was, like, for me, that's, like, when I knew that I was going to cross over that line into boyfriend-dom.
Is that just...
hang out on any major holiday.
Is that the trade-off,
flag
though?
Flag day, your business.
Arbor Day.
Hanukkah.
President's Day, Memorial Day.
You are booked.
Kwanzaa.
Am I wrong?
Black History Month.
Podcast?
No, that, you're absolutely right. But I'm saying that is the trade-off. That's the price you pay for living this lifestyle. You get to go do what you want, but there are that's what's off limits for you. So you can go F around, pretend to be intimate with people, or actually, there's no pretend. Remember I said in the other podcast, I'm like, the more you play with these emotions, you're going to feel it for real.
Yeah.
All of that's fine.
Right.
Yes.
Until the holidays come in. Arbor Day, you don't touch that shit.
No, you don't say it. Don't even mention it. Make plans up. It doesn't matter. You can't hang out with any of them. And Holly, I think Holly said it best last podcast when she was saying it really is the give and take because you're going to want it. Like Christmas, you're going to want to have somebody there, but you can't.
Yeah.
And that's like where, and Holly said it. That's, I was like, damn, that's wise. You got really wise, Holly. You weren't as wise when we used to do the show together.
It took a lot of life to get wise, but you did too. Like, that's what, that's what happens when you grow up from like, you know, your early 20s. Now we're in our late 30s, mid to late, whatever y'all are.
Mid.
Thanks. Great. Good.
What am I? What's 37? Is that still
late?
Late. You 2000 LA with that. No. Sorry, that's old right there, just saying that. Okay, but no, so as you go through your own life experiences, that's where the wisdom comes in, because you realize more about other people and about yourself.
Scott, though, when it comes to the on-air part, because it is really hard, because you will be getting all these life experiences, even if you're just telling a random story, and they typically may include another female, a few points of advice. This is what I used to do. Number one, throw them in Vox Pro, tape delay them for another day, pretty much. So, like, if you are doing something and like you don't want it to seem like it's the same, tape it, save it for a week, and then you can be like, I don't know, or just say it was completely made up. That one always works too. How can they
that's true. We're just telling stories. We just make up stuff.
It's fine.
You know, it's a disastrous and fun road. I think anybody that's been in the situation will tell you it's like it was like the best and like most stressful time of my life. It's a lot of juggling, but it's a lot of fun, and I think you are owed that, and you
absolutely
have to do it.
Yes, you deserve that.
He can like get on to something more serious. I'm just now at a point where I'm like, could I do something more serious? Could I? I'm at least questioning of like, am I ready for that?
No.
No. Before
I couldn't even say that. You know what I mean? I was definitely not ready. But I don't think if I didn't go through that phase. So while they're over here beating you up and giving you all this advice, I thought it was important to talk to somebody that's been through it, and then also to talk out some of these challenges, because there is no, you're not wrong, but feelings are still going to get hurt. So how in the world are you supposed to do that casually date without hurting?
Well, and I also, too, and I don't want to make it seem like we're just beating up on you. I think that Holly and I are people who really understand ourselves and our emotions. And so when you see someone that doesn't understand it and you see that they're about to run into a brick wall, it's like, hold on, let's just press pause for a second and sort of work through what you're feeling so you can understand it a little bit better. So then you can communicate a little bit better when you understand yourself better. And that's all. Like, I treat, like, that's how I am with my fiance. I'm like, he's not a touchy-feely person. And since we've been together, I'm like, hold on, let's stop. Let's really dig down. Why are you mad right now? Because it's not why you think you're mad. There's something else going on here. And now he understands himself a little bit better.
I'm sure he loves hearing that. Nothing like hearing that when you're in the middle of a fight. Let's dig down deeper into this.
Oh, it's really bad when I'm drunk. It's really bad.
Oh, my God. Yourself.
Oh, it's so bad.
Abe is a saint. What's wrong with you?
I'm always like, wait a minute. Wait, we need to talk. And he's like,
shut up.
Fucking save it for tomorrow. Wait.
We can't brush over what Scott did to screw up, though, because let's go back to that.
We need to go back.
Yeah, I guess to just jump back for really quick. Well, again, like, this is, okay. So,
How long were you talking?
I don't even consider it talking. People
Bro,
just like.
No, see, this is problem number one.
I know.
You're talking, player. So.
She said, hey, player. The language. Hey, playboy.
So you're talking.
Well, okay, so somebody slid up in my DMs. Okay. It was probably talking probably like mid-December until now. I just, I hate the phrase talking because it really wasn't, like, it was like casual, it was like friendship, like little bit flirty back and forth. Again,
sure.
I'm not the one that started it. You started in my DMs.
Of course. And, because you're an attractive, kind-hearted, funny dude on the radio. Who wouldn't slide up in your DMs?
I don't know. Whatever.
The body, like, come on.
Thank you.
For our listeners, Scott's an attractive guy. You should know that. So he's a very good-looking guy. So keep that in mind, too. I'm sure there will be no shortage of women that are coming for that.
Correct.
So
anyway, okay, so homegirl had been
just going back and forth, and, you know, I one time said, like, hey, we should, you know, hang out. You know, like, let's meet.
Okay.
It just kept getting pushed back. Lives a little far. And, you know, just kept getting pushed back. Well, you know, I recently went on a date with somebody else in an area where she lives, and she pretty much heard that I went over there, and she's like, pretty much like, well, F you. Like, you said you couldn't hang out all these times, but yet, or you couldn't make it out here, but you just went on a date out here.
Yeah, caught slipping.
Why didn't you make the effort to come out on a date with me, but you'd go on a date with someone?
Yeah, and again, I get it, for sure. I get it. I effed up. Absolutely. And it's just, I mean, it sucks. I don't know. I'm not even going to start making excuses for it, but I have a good bag that I would like to pull out. But it's just, you know.
What's,
what?
Well, what's the bag?
What is it?
Well, the bag is pretty much that, like, literally I haven't really had the time. And I know that sounds like a bunch of BS because it's like, well, you made time for everyone else. Well, again, like, I'm still balancing all that. It's not like I'm just like, oh, just I continuously want to put you off. Like, I want to hang out with you, yes. But in the midst, okay, here we go, down Scott's little rabbit hole. When I first said that, I didn't think in the next couple weeks my grandma would pass away, my uncle would pass away, that I'd have to be traveling back and forth from Hollywood constantly to move shit. And I thought that it's like, okay, within those weekends, I was like, okay, maybe we could do it. Well, I had to work games on the weekends. I had to go down to Hollywood on the weekends, and it just kind of kept getting pushed back. And I was like, well, now maybe during the week. Well, it just happened that, again, like a couple days later, that I happened to get, you know, plans to do a date with somebody I already had a date with.
Let me interrupt
to go
really
down
quick
there.
Too. And this is, I'm actually standing up for you in this part because the girl that you went into that part of town with, you have been sort of seeing her already. So
correct.
There's already establishment there.
Okay.
There's
already, yeah, it wasn't like anybody new.
A trust factor.
Well, the other one's a random there. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a random person. And you're like, well, no, I went there with this girl that I've already been out twice with. It's not like it would. Okay,
yeah, and I tried
it.
To explain that. I was like, it's not like, you know, it's, I don't know. I guess people would just expect me to be like open to just everybody all the time. And I'm like, you still get anxiety when you meet someone new. I'm not like, it's going to be, I want to make sure that when I go meet you the first time that it's like, okay, I kind of have a plan ready, going forth. It's not as easy as like, oh, what are you doing Saturday morning? Oh, let's go down. And it just happens to be in the same area. So it did suck. It blew up in my face. I kind of felt like crap. But, you know, I saw exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, damn. Okay, my bad.
I blame that one on you because that could have easily been a detail change of like, I was in Orlando for the week, you know, and then you
guys
know
but there's only one alligator park.
Well, it was cool though because when we talked about it, a bunch of, you know, our fan members were like, oh my God, that place is so cool. So it's like, I tell these things for a reason because I'm like, look, I'm in your hood over here. Like, that's awesome. It just happened to be the same hood.
Studios or something. You just got to call Stephen, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you just know that there are going to be consequences. I mean, when you're juggling people like that, and I don't mean that in a negative way, that like, and especially when you post on social media, there are going to be consequences to your actions. And that's not a judgment. It's just, that's just a fact
of
dating in 2021 with social media is when you're like, ooh, I'm in this part of town. Somebody that likes you is going to be like, well, why aren't the hell you over here with me?
Because I'm not. I don't know. Like, exactly. That's just the reality. It's like, just right then, I'm not.
But they can't help that they're pissed when they see it.
I get it.
All you can do is explain yourself and be like, it is what it is. And if this is the determining factor of why you don't want to talk to me, I'm sorry you feel that way. But if you don't, I'd love to be able to go out with you again. You can't help that. But that's just going to happen.
Yeah.
And clearly by the reaction that you got, this may not be somebody that you want to go out on dates with because they seem a little possessive already.
And obviously they lied to you and are not down with the casual thing, so you can remove them.
Yeah. And remember, it's okay to be the bad guy sometimes.
Yeah, well, I learned that one quick.
Maybe just post motivational quotes on your Instagram and no pictures. I don't know.
Like, oh, my God.
You
gotta
write always.
If you
always.
Ever wondered why. The shade. The secrets.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you all so much for hopping in and giving us some advice for our little Scotty the Body.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You guys should keep following this saga. So Holly and Miguel have a podcast. I call them Holly and Miguel, even though it's Miguel and Holly. So Miguel and Holly Uncensored is their podcast to go keep up with this whole Scott story, because I'm sure it'll just be wild from here on out.
Yeah, and then if you want to hear the sagas of Kramer and his 37-year-old singledom, you can follow their podcast, Kramer and Jess Uncensored. We always give our social media at the end of our podcast. We'll just do it Brady Bunch style because we will have this posted, I think, if the audio comes out on the Miguel and Holly YouTube page. But let's start with Kramer.
God, I thought you were going to say Facebook or something. I was like,
No. This goes only on YouTube.
We're going to cut some of that out.
Yeah, exactly. No. Kramer.
I'm that guy Kramer on Instagram.
Holly.
Radio Holly on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
Jess?
Jess Do It on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
And Miguel Fuller for me on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, everything else. And finally, Scotty the Body.
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
Thank you so much. See y'all later.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee hee and my hoo hoo and my ha ha.
Molly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the Grill Daddy, but I'm a Hot Grill Daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music.